What's good, everybody? This is Mr. Composition, the MC that writes fiction, and Black Clover Chapter 325 leaks and spoilers are, there's some leaks out, and oh my goodness. But before we get started, make sure to hit the like button, make sure to hit the subscribe and notification bells on. We're on the road to 1K subscribers. So yes, definitely help a brother out if you dig the content. But man, there's only a few panels that's out. There's someone that did like a rough translation of what it can be about, and yo, this chapter is going to be, it's like this chapter is going to be major, but if everything's correct, then really the next chapter is going to be like, oh my goodness, what is going to happen? Because with what we have, okay, so first off, last chapter ended with Nak, Yami, Yuno, and Asta getting ready to get their final attack in. So now Asta's in Devil Union mode, and apparently he has 2 minutes left. And so, of course, his anti-magic attacks are not compatible with Nak and Yami's spells, since it, of course, erases magic. Now, apparently there's a part where Nak's magic gets erased and Yami's arm gets broken, and then but he saves Asta in the process, and then Asta goes to attack Lucifero but misses, and then Lucifero breaks his leg. Yuno goes to save Austin, uses Boreas, but it gets broken and his form gets chipped away as well. Yuno has decided to place his faith in William's sword, Yami using it to end Lucifero by teleporting him either left or right. But apparently there's also an aspect of it would be Asta and Yami, but the panels, yo, there's this, the last page, and looking at this, it says the rough translations, it shows freaking Lucifero really jacking up Asta, and then it says, I guess, you know, I'm betting on Asta with Captain Vengeance's sword. So I don't know if it's going to be Asta that's going to imbue the sword with freaking anti-magic. But it says two ultimate choices. Who will have the last laugh, the angel or the devil? Whichever direction you come from, you'll be killed, is what Lucifero says. And it's just all like, Yuno has to teleport either Asta or Yami, I think, or maybe even both. And they both have to just like kind of go for the attack probably. But yo, this is intense. When you see, I can't wait to see the actual pages, or at least the fan translations, because yo, there's this part Lucifero really kicks freaking Asta's leg and breaks it. Like, yo, this joint is crazy. And Lucifero's body, his transformation is crazy. Oh my goodness, man. He is straight up demolishing. So, I can't wait for more paddles to come out. I just wanted to like get this in because yo, this is intense. This, oh my, like, I gotta see the fan translator, then I gotta see the officials, because it's just all like, this could be where Yuno has to choose left or right, possibly. And Lucifero is just like, it doesn't matter whichever way you come, I'm gonna kill you. You know, and so Yuno could possibly be sending Asta straight to his death, quote unquote. I don't think that if he does die, that'll be the end of it, but that could definitely lead to some crazy implications. Of course, Yudo has not just two grimoires, but he has a four-leaf grimoire and two, the King of Devils and the other devil, you know, Adramelin. So I don't know what the F is about to go. Now, it could be crazy if, like, Adramelin, like, takes the blow or stops the blow or something like that, and then we get this whole like turn on Lucifero type of thing. I don't know, but this looks intense, guys. So anyways, this is Mr. Composition, MC that writes fiction. Make sure to leave a like, make sure to leave a subscribe with notification bells on, so you will be notified when I drop a new video. Make sure to check out my album Earthship. Make sure to check out my cannabis manga style comic, the most random manga ever. And yeah, y'all have a good one. Peace.
Being ready for the return to fall. Maybe I should be asleep, but these four moon vibes got me in the deep. Emotional roller coaster strapped in my seat, ready for a trip to find what I seek. Passing through the galaxy into my office, translating thoughts into deep science. Got the sun in my pocket, build your resilience. So when the next winter cycle comes, I prepare with no losses. The work of the silhouettes of bosses. At the heart of my winter, there's an invincible summer. Invincible summer.